You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in the Curragh. A very good card to look forward to there with several pattern races along the way. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yes, very well, thank you.
Good man. Good card to look forward to today.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, typical Sunday in Ireland, isn't it? They always make sure that they've got some good racing on for their patrons, as I like to call them over there. Although we've got small fields, we've got plenty of interest. We've got the Futurity Stakes, we've got the St Ledger Trial, which of course Aidan O'Brien dominates. He dominated last year with Leading Light. He's got front two in the betting this year, and also that Royal Whip Stakes is an intriguing event between three useful horses.
Yeah, Aidan O'Brien's got a strong hand in all of the big races today, hasn't he? Pretty much all the big races throughout the season, but particularly today. Significant ground change as well, Andy, in the Curragh today. It was good to firm yesterday in the water. It's absolutely poured it down overnight, and we're looking at probably yielding ground this afternoon.
Yeah, we are, yeah. They got it really quick there yesterday, but it's going to be totally the opposite. It's not going to be a mud bath, of course. I don't think it's going to change that dramatically, but it is now good to yield. Enough to 21 millimetres of rain overnight, so anyone tuning in this morning, looking in your racing post, expect it to be certainly work your form out regarding that, and it's likely to get a little bit worse as well throughout the day. I think there are periods of rain stretching across from England over to into Ireland. How much they'll get is obviously open to question, but I'm certainly not going to get any quicker anyway.
Yeah, further rain forecast from what I've been looking at, so just keep an eye on it throughout the afternoon. Plenty of bets there, Andy? Strong opinions today? Or?
I would say there are two or three races where I'd be very keen to have a bet in. I would say, yeah, at least three races I've got some kind of interest. Well, I certainly think they're worth backing at the prices anyway.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 210, and we start here with an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 60 to 80 as well. Balmont Blast is the 11 to 2 market leader, 6 to 1 for Beat the Ballot. Sister Slough is 6 to 1, 7 to 1 for Zillin. 9s for Chilly Billy, Tom Dooley 10s with the Fairy, and it's 12 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. So nice open start to the card, Andy. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, nice pin sticker job to start off proceedings. We'll start with Balmont Blast, who was a really good winner the other day down in Dundalk, quicken up smartly to win by quite a wide margin, hasn't been seen since. And up until now, you'd have to say that Edward Nolan's charge is probably better on a all-weather surface. His form figures read 2-1-4-6-1, whereas he's 0 from 10 on turf, so that's a slight concern. The positives, well, he's got Oishi Noor on. That's the big positive. If anyone hasn't really paid attention to the apprentices over in Ireland and their pecking order, if you like, regards this race, this lad, I think, is different class. There are one or two really good boys in this race, Jack Kennedy, Sean Corby, we know all those names, but we're probably not as familiar with Oishi Noor, but he does ride for Edward Dynam. He's attached to him, and some of his rides have been absolutely spectacular this season. He's still actually claiming, I think, 5 or 7. He claims 2 here, and that's obviously got to be a plus. But obviously the course has got to carry him, and that form is just a little bit of a concern. Whereas a couple of decent prices here, I certainly think will give us a bit of fun. A couple of horses all-weather, similarly to Balmont Blast, are all-weather specialists, but they do go well on the turf as well. And one of them is Tom Dooley, who ran a brilliant race here the last day when he set foot on this turf when he was second to Captain Cullen in a very strongly run race similar to this. He came from a good bit way back, and that's his run style. Tom Dooley often gets himself into a poor track position but does finish off his race really strongly, and he's drawn well as well on that far side. Rather lower numbers the better served, and he's around about 10 to 1. I think he's a decent age way back. Couldn't go through a race like this without mentioning our old friend as well, Shabra Emperor. He was also involved in that race doing his best work at the end, and he's likely to be picking up the pieces late on. But I'll stick with Tom Dooley. I think he's going to win quite a few races between now and the end of the year, particularly when he goes to Dundalk. But let's hope he can get the ball rolling today.
Tom Dooley for Andy then in the first. The second race is the 240, and this one is the Royal Whip Stakes, which is a Group 3 over a mile and a quarter. Four of them in the lineup here. Aidan O'Brien has two of them, and he's got the market leader in the shape of Found, who's 4-6. 5-2 for Answered. Old Man River is 7-2, and it's 66-1 for Highly Toxic. We'll start here with Found, Andy, who is top class at two. Hasn't quite managed to get ahead back in front as a three-year-old, but she's got Group 1 form in there. It's probably the best form on offer as well.
Yeah, I would say so. We all know that form with Peacecock, of course, in the Irish 1000 Guineas is probably the best form to come into this race. And she also backed that up with a good run in the Coronation behind Avedia, the French horse, of course, took that race. But, you know, that was a blissingly strongly run race at Ascot, as was the Curragh race. And she's used to running that speed over distances in around a mile. The only slight question mark is her ability to get the trip. Now, she's by Galileo, which should suggest that pedigree-wise she should be fine, but until she's gone that extra 2 furlongs, we don't really know. So with that in mind, she's up against a very strong stay here in the shape of Answered, who hasn't run since May. I'm not sure why Jim Bulger's charge has been off the track since then, but he's a good horse, this, and he really did put it up to Forgotten Rules the last time we saw him. That was back in Navan. And I thought this horse was going to have a really good season off the back of that. Prior to that, he won very comfortably on his seasonal reappearance. He got some very good form as a T-Rod. But more importantly, he stays the trip really well, and he acts on soft ground. Now, the softer the ground, the better for this fellow. He's won on heavy. And particularly as he's dropping back in trip or running over distance, probably not quite as favoured as he would like. I think he probably wants a mile and a half. I would imagine Kevin Manning will probably want to make plenty of use of him here. He wouldn't want to be faffing about, would you, with Found in the race. If it comes to a sprint off the home turn, there's only going to be one winner. So I think tactics-wise, Manning will really try and stretch him out here, or certainly track Highly Toxic anyway if he goes on, because he could well be the sacrificial lamb. But either way, a really intriguing tactical battle, but the price is at 5-2 this morning. I'd probably have a few quid on Jim Bolger's charge, maybe just to give Found a little bit of a shock.
Okay, playing Answered at the prices then in the 240. The 310 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. And Have a Nice Day is the 3-1 favourite this morning. 4-1 for Tyler E. Wonder. Master Speaker is 11-2. 7-1 for Casbar. Your Pal Talon Fast in the Wind are also 7s. 10-1 for Anside Air and 12-1. Or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the third race, Andy?
Well, I probably would have gone for Tyler E. Wonder here had he not been drawn in stall number one. I thought he ran a really nice race down in Dundalk the other day, and he's got two course and distance wins in similar races to this. Round about this time of year, he often comes well in August and September. Indeed, he won this corresponding race last year. But the problem is the stalls are on the stand side today, and usually high numbers are favoured, so he's going to have to use up quite a bit of energy from stall one to get across and over, because he is a horse that likes to race it with the speed. So that probably just slightly put me off him, that draw. And I'll probably go with Master Speak, and he's not massively well drawn, but because he's a hold-up performer anyway, Master Speak, it doesn't really matter where he is drawn. I think he'll just slot in behind. And at 11-2, I think he's a decent each-way bet. Most of the times here when he comes up to the Curragh, he often runs his race. He finished just behind Your Pal Tal, Sterile Patrol, on his last visit to the county Kildare venue. That was a very keenly contested and strongly run race. And once again, he was doing all his best work at the end. He then ran well down in Tipperary next time out, behind Austin Arna. And from a slow beginning and a poor position turning into the home straight, once again, he finished his race off very strongly at Dundalk the other day, behind Balmont Mass in a very hot 6 furlong handicap. So he's obviously holding his form very well. He runs well at the track. If the rain continues, it wouldn't bother him either, because he's got plenty of form on soft ground. All in all, Master Speaker ticks a lot of boxes, and as I said, he's a fair enough each way price this morning at 11-2.
Master Speaker each way then in the 310. Moving on to the 340 next. This one is the Futurity Stakes, which is a Group 2 over 7 furlongs. It's for the 2-year-olds. And the market headed by Shogun, who's 6-4, 5-2 for Herald the Dawn. Air Vice Marshal is 7-2, 9-2 for Now or Never, and 40-1 for Lex Talionis. We'll start with Shogun, Andy, because he's only had the 2 starts, got off the market the second time of asking over this course and distance. It's seemingly the choice of Joseph O'Brien when they've got Air Vice Marshal in there as a 108-rated runner. So is that significant?
Yeah, I think it probably is. It's a bit of a shock to me, I must admit. If you would have given me these two runners in an advance, and I had to choose which jockey would go, or which one Joseph O'Brien would choose, I'd be all over Air Vice Marshal. I would have certainly lost money there. I thought he was certain to ride that colt wide Warfront, having finished second, of course, in a Group 2 at Newmarket last time out. Just inexperienced to caught him out that day. But he's definitely got the best form in the race. You know, Tony Curtis, who was third, has won since. The winner's a very good horse. He should have won at Goodwood, shouldn't he, with Birchwood? I think he was universally heralded as an unlucky loser that day. So that is by far and away the best form in the race. Because Shogun's real, to be fair, his maiden win is absolute, like, desperate, to be fair. I mean, none of the horses that are finishing behind him have won. He ran okay on debut, but, you know, nothing outrageous. It was obviously the blinkers which were the key to him next time out. The blinkers, you've got to be sure that they'll work again. Whether they do, I don't know. So it's just a bit of an odd one for me. And at the prices, I do think 7-2 for Air Vice Marshall is a very big price compared to 6-4 Shogun. I actually think that the danger to all the colts in this race is the O'Callaghan horse, the filly Now or Never. I thought she was hugely spectacular at Galway the other day. It was a very, very strongly run maiden. It was keenly contested. There was loads of fancied horses in that race, and she absolutely turned them away in emphatic fashion. That was on the soft ground as well, so we know that she handles the ground, but I just love this filly. She's got a real good, solid attitude. Her head's in the right place, not only between the ears, but actually, like, physically when she races, her head's right pointed down. She really tries. And she's 9-2 this morning with William Hill. I don't think that'll last. So I'm going to put up the two against Shogun here. I think Air Vice Marshall's a really solid one at 7-2. But at 9-2, the best of the two would be Now or Never.
Okay, a couple that Andy likes in there. Siding, well, leaning towards Now or Never then, Andy?
Now or Never would be the choice out of the two. But yeah, I mean, you could cover your bets on both of those two.
Okay. Moving on to the 4:10 next, which is the Irish St. Ledger Trial Stakes. It's a Group 3 over a mile and three quarters. A really interesting race as well, particularly given how the betting is moving this morning. Odd of St. George is 6-4 into even money. Kingfisher, 6-4 out to 7-4. 7-1 for Good Tradition. Seamoon, who returns from a stint in Australia, had very good form over here before that, is 16-1. 22-1 for Inishman and 25-1 for Certarac. It's a real intriguing little race, this 4:10, Andy.
Yeah, and the betting's very significant this morning. I think even more so than the previous race, because you would have swore blind that Joseph O'Brien riding Kingfisher, who was second in the Gold Cup, win of the Cheval Beg, would be quite a warm order here, but it's absolutely totally the opposite. And every man and woman are queuing up to back this Order of St. George, which is, I suppose, not a great surprise, really, if you're a follower of Irish form religiously, and you look at what Order of St. George has been doing and what he's been up against, and the fact that he's receiving weight off his older horses here. It just looks like he's primed for today, whereas maybe you could argue that maybe Kingfisher might have something further down the line up his sleeve, maybe over further. But I do like Order of St. George anyway as a horse. He came off second best in a Herculean tussle with a horse that I rate really highly, Bondi Beach. I had a decent bet on him in the Voltigeur, and I still can't believe he got beat, but he was just out-battled by a very good horse in the shape of Storm the Stars. Certainly no disgrace in that. His time figures are good. He posted a good number last time out when he won very easily at Down Royal. He's pretty versatile regards ground. He's won on good to firm. He's won on soft. He stays well. We know he goes well at the track over the course and distance. And he is, like I say, he's receiving quite a bit of weight here, you know, upwards of £13. So I think that's probably the main reason why everyone wants to be with him. Certainly think Kingfisher run well, as will Good Tradition. I know Dermot Well thinks quite a bit of him, but to be fair, he was a bit disappointing the last day. So I'll go with the market here. I would have gone with him anyway, but even more so now the market's screaming at me with Order of St. George.
Okay, Order of St. George, Fandy, then in the Irish St. Ledger trial. Would it be a little bit down to the weight as well? I mean, would Joseph manage to get down to 8 stone?
Yeah, that's another salient point, yeah. It wasn't necessarily jockey bookings really here, but it was just more the fact that, like I said, the money is absolutely like massive for this. So early in the morning as well.
Yeah, looks significant. The 440 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. And the market for this one is headed by I.I. Skipper, who's 11-4. 5-1 for Fairy Foxglove. 8-1 for Battler of the Boyne. 10s for Clear Focus. Trust Your Opinion, 12-1 with Daisy Bell. Oliver Ray is 12-1 as well. 14s for Annie Irish and Cutting Corners. And it's 16s or bigger for the others. Again, Andy, another wide open handicap on the card. Plenty of familiar names in there. Who would you side with in this?
Well, Fairy Foxglove, I think, is a non-runner. I'm not sure whether you've had a chance to up that data on your screen, but I'm pretty sure that Fairy Foxglove's out, which makes life a little bit more easier for me from a tipping perspective here. I certainly would have mentioned Fairy Foxglove in my summary, but That just leaves me with IR Skipper from the John 11 stable, who won very, very easily down in Killarney the other day. Didn't really see that coming, to be perfectly honest. I mean, he'd been running okay, but certainly nothing to suggest that he was going to score in the fashion they did. But the significant factor of that victory was the way he was backed as well. It was as if like they knew they'd got him right. They backed him for big prices in the morning, 13-2 to 9-2 on track as well. Everyone knew that that horse was certainly going to be going close, and he did so. He's yet to race at the Curra, which would be my only slight concern, but a little bit of ease in the ground. He's fine. He's got some previous form over 6 furlongs. I mean, that would be normally a worry, a horse winning over a mile, dropping back to 6, but that wouldn't be too much of a major concern. Major danger might be the Battle of the Boyne, horse that I've followed quite religiously through the last few runs, and he keeps winning when I don't tip him. So for those of you that want to back him, I'm not going to tip him today, so that'll be good news. But he does like it here at the Curra. He's run here 20 times, which I don't think all the other horses put together that could accumulate that amount of runs at this track. So he's going to be well-versed to what's coming at him here. And he's 7-1 this morning, so that's not a bad price. But I'll go with I.I. Skipper. He looked in good nick the other day, and I think he'll be strong again.
I Skipper Franny then in the 440. There's a few non-runners in that race now. Very Fox Glove, Cutting Corners and Corn Market all don't go. Which leaves I.I. Skipper 9-4 at the top of the market for anybody who's interested. 5-10 at the Curra is the penultimate race on the card. This one is a handicap over 2 miles. You'd probably be forgiven for thinking this were a jumps race because the jumps trainer's dominating. Willie Mullins has DeGenta at the top of the market at 4-1 with Tony Martin's Ted Veal. They are 4-1 joint favourites. 13-2 for Hobart. McNicholson is 8-1. 10s for Castles Rock. Western Boy 14s into 10-1. 12-1 for Venetia and 14s or bigger for the others. 2 mile handicap, Andy. Who'd you like in there?
Yeah, this is a cracking race. Obviously, I think this could slightly change regarding the makeup of this race, depending on how much rain they get, because it will affect which horses are even more strongly fancied now this morning than they would normally have been. I'm a big fan of McNicholson. He's just a hugely consistent horse, tough as old boots, always runs his race, and he put in a career-high performance last time out on the flat, when winning really well in Gowran the other day, in a very fast time. Now, I napped He's Our Man out of that race the other day, obviously citing the form and the speed figure, and still can't believe that He's Our Man got beat, but he was given an absolute shocking ride by the, can't remember who rode it, but he just gave it far too much to do. He was about 20 lengths off the pace going down the back straight. He was never, ever going to win, and he ended up agonisingly finishing second, getting beat half a length, so that was one that got away. But at least He's Our Man has given me some substance to that McNicholson form and how good McNicholson is and the speed figure that he ran that day. He's got form on softest ground as well. He won't win it too soft, but he has got winter form on over hurdles. Of course, he was second at Punchestown Festival and good to yield him beyond some article. His last two runs have both been the blinkers on. They've obviously clearly worked. And, you know, this trip should be fine. He's got Joseph O'Brien on board as well. So Jessica Harrington's charge would be the number one choice. But one lurking down the bottom as well at a bigger price, around 16-20-1 this morning. You shouldn't forget this filly either, because her run at Galway last time out was probably put down to the fact she was drawn badly, and she started as if she got clogs on. Crystal Pearl is the horse I'm alluding to, because prior to that she'd run really well at the Galway early on in the Galway Festival behind Benke in a race which has run at a sound tempo. Again, the form and the time figure of that race is really good. Heartbreak City, who was third, won of course at York in midweek for Tony Martin. Hazy Raban has won subsequently in downtime, has also won out of that race. So, again, time-wise, form-wise, that race is really a key form line. But because she had no chance of the day. Slow beginning from a wide draw, dropped out last, never, ever looked like getting involved in the race and didn't. But I think you'll see a much better light today, Crystal Pearl. And she also has got to form on soft ground if it carries on raining. So, two against the field there, McNicholson and Crystal Pearl.
Couple against field for Andy then. In the 5.10 and the final race this afternoon is the 5.40. We finish here with a maiden over a mile and a quarter. Ashoka is the 4-1 market leader. 5-1 for Tara Dillon. Foolish 7-1 with Imperial Palace and Unyielding. And it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, again, a couple of horses that are interesting to me here. One of them's Tara Dillon. Well, I think ran to a fairly decent standard on debut. It's just whether she can do it again. But if you look what she finished behind and in front of, I'd give her a conservative rating of somewhere in the mid-80s. Sidra, who won that race, is rated 92, and Jolene, who's won subsequently at Leopardstown, was rated 71. So the fact that she split those two, I reckon she run to somewhere in between that mark, round about the 80 mark on debut, and she's going to improve as well, certainly from experience and stepping up in trip and the track as well. So I do think she's going to be a contender here, around about 5-6-1. And the other one is Unyielding, who has run a couple of nice races on debut at Killarney when he looked like he needed the run. Went to Galway, they dropped it back in trip, and they're trying to make plenty of use of it, but unfortunately so did Dermot Well. He was under no illusions what he needed to do with Valak, because the two of them went absolutely hell for leather in the first two or three furlongs. They basically cut each other's throats the first two in the betting, and they set it up for the horses that were ridden off the pace that day. But to be fair to Unyielding, that horse did not keep on strongly. I mean, Valak dropped out the field quite alarmingly. He just couldn't go the pace. But to be fair to this horse, it kept on to finish only two lengths third. So he's obviously got plenty of stamina, but I think if he's ridden a bit more conservative today, Unyielding has got a good chance of getting home, and he's drawn one as well. So two against the field in the last, Tara Dillon and Unyielding.
A couple against field there as well. Then, as always, Andy, let's have a quick summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Will do, yeah. Start off in the opener with Tom Dooley from an each-way perspective. In the second race, I think Answered could run slightly better race than perhaps the market suggests there. In the 3.10, Master Speaker, I'm sure he'll give us a decent run for our money each way, around about the 11-2 mark. Now or Never is my token choice in the Futurity Stakes against the Colts. The 4.10, probably the best bet on the card, is Order of St. George. 4.40, I'll go with the winner in midweek, 4 days ago, Killarney, II Skipper. Two against the field in the 5.10, are McNicholson and Crystal Pearl. And I'll go with, again, a couple in the last, Unyielding and Tara Dillon.
OK, good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the action in the Curragh this afternoon.
Oh, I will do. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.